the analysis of the notes with Lucas and Clara from El Comercio from Ecuador.
Have you ever stopped to think about those really striking moments when someone famous, someone you totally associate with one thing, just pivots completely?
Yeah, throws themselves into something totally different.
Exactly. And it's not just like a career change. It often feels like a real personal evolution, you know? Something that connects them with cultures way outside their usual sphere.
It's fascinating when that happens.
Well, today we're doing a deep dive into exactly one of those stories. We're looking at the culinary adventures of Sasha Gray.
Right, Sasha Gray. Yeah. Many people know her from her past in adult films.
But now she's exploring and really getting into Ecuadorian cuisine. So our mission today is sort of unpack that journey from adult entertainment star to, well, a major streaming personality and cultural influencer.
And specifically through her cooking, right? Her engagement with Ecuadorian food.
Yeah, exactly. We're using reports from El Comercio and her own social media. It's not just what she's cooking, but maybe what it signifies, you know, for cultural exchange, personal change, her whole transformation.
It really is an interesting case. When figures like her use these new platforms, they're not just moving on. They're actively reshaping their own stories.
Mm-hmm.
It's about moving past old labels, finding new passions, and in her case, genuinely connecting with a whole culture.
Mm-hmm.
It says a lot about identity today, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And how you can steer your own narrative online.
It really does. And speaking of genuine connection, her latest cooking project really highlights that. She recently documented herself making a classic Ecuadorian dish, the bolón de verde.
Oh, yes.
For anyone listening who might not know it, maybe you can tell us, what is bolón de verde and why is it such a big deal in Ecuador?
Oh, absolutely. Bolón de verde is what's foundational to Ecuadorian food, especially down on the coast, the littoral region.
Okay.
Think of a really hearty, satisfying ball made from green plantains. Not the sweet yellow ones, the starchy green kind.
Right.
Yeah, mashed up, usually with cheese and often with chicharrón. That's like crispy fried pork bits. So good.
Sounds amazing.
It's classic breakfast food, often with coffee. It's more than just a dish, though. It's like comfort food, tradition, home, all rolled into one. Simple stuff, but really special.
And what really jumps out from the reports is that Sasha wasn't just, you know, supervising.
No, not all.
She was properly involved, hands-on. The articles mention her cutting the plantains, mashing them, even seasoning the pork rind for the chicharrón herself.
That's the key part, the hands-on effort. It shows real commitment, doesn't it? More than just making content.
Totally. It feels like someone genuinely learning the ropes.
And her reaction when she tasted it, apparently, according to El Comercio,
yeah,
she just went, oh my God, like pure delight.
I'd love to see it.
And she ate it the traditional way too, with the fried egg on the side, cup of coffee. It completes the picture, shows she understands how it's typically enjoyed.
And she was clearly proud too. She replied to someone in the comments saying something like, this was my best try so far, and I'm proud I dominated it.
Dominated it. I like that.
Yeah. It's not just, I made a nice meal. It's that feeling of mastering something new, perfecting it, really nailing a piece of another culture's cuisine.
And there are these other little details too, which are quite telling. Like in the video, she's wearing a necklace with a little charm shaped like a patacón.
Oh, okay. Patacones are those fried plantain discs, right?
Yeah.
Another Ecuadorian staple.
Exactly. And the music playing wasn't random either. It was by Hector Napolitano, a singer from Guayaquil.
Hmm.
These might seem like small things, but they add layers.
Mm-hmm.
They suggest she's looking beyond just the recipe, engaging with the wider culture, doing her homework maybe.
That's a really good point. It definitely feels like more than just, say, consumption. It prompts that question, doesn't it?
Yeah.
What's the difference between appreciating a culture, like she seems to be doing, versus just consuming it?
That's a great distinction. Consumption might be, you know, trying the dish at a restaurant, taking a photo, can be quite passive. But what Sasha's doing here feels active. She's making the bolón, the physical work of mashing plantains, the careful seasoning, choosing specific music, wearing symbolic jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
These feel like conscious choices that signal respect, a wish to understand from the inside. It's participation, learning, not just a quick taste or trend. It turns cooking into a conversation with the culture.
It really does. And importantly, this bolón wasn't her first time cooking Ecuadorian food, was it? This is part of a pattern.
Oh, definitely not her first rodeo. This culinary exploration has been going on for a bit, back in March 2024, actually.
Okay, what did she make then?
She made a fish ceviche with peanut sauce. And interestingly, she specified it was the style from Jipijapa, Ecuador.
Ah, Yeah, so getting specific with the regions, too.
Exactly. Jipijapa has its own unique take on ceviche. That level of detail shows she's really digging into the diversity of Ecuadorian food, not just the big hits.
And I gather she enjoyed that one, too. Liked the ceviche.
Yeah, reports suggest she had a very positive reaction then as well.
Mm.
So it's a consistent appreciation building up. And similar to the Balon video, there was a specific music choice for the ceviche video, too. This time, it was music by the legendary Julio Jaramillo.
Wow, Julio Jaramillo. He's massive in Ecuador, right? Like a national icon.
Absolutely. His music is deeply tied to Ecuadorian identity and emotion. Using his music is another really strong cultural nod. It shows she's connecting with the feeling, the history, not just the food.
And she's not stopping there either. Apparently, she's promised her followers she'll try making encebollado next.
Ah, encebollado. Yes, she mentioned that.
Now, that's another classic, isn't it? Tell us about that one. What does it signal that she's aiming for that next?
Encebollado is, well, it's the Ecuadorian fish soup. Huge. Often called the national dish, actually. Famous hangover cure, too.
Oh, okay.
It's usually made with tuna, yuca, pickled onions. It's got a very distinct, tangy flavor. It's complex, beloved.
So tackling that shows she's serious.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm.
It shows she's not shying away from the more challenging dishes. It signals an ongoing curiosity, a real commitment to exploring the cuisine deeply. It's clearly not just a passing phase for her.
It really paints a picture of this consistent, multi-sensory engagement, cooking, eating, music, cultural details. How do you think this approach, especially broadcast to potentially millions, affects her connection and maybe even our connection to Ecuadorian culture?
Well, it makes it incredibly immersive, doesn't it? For her, obviously, but also for her audience. She's not just showing food. She's sharing the process, the sounds, the regional context, and interacting with people who know and love this culture.
Mm-hmm.
This whole approach takes it beyond just looking at pictures of food. Her audience gets a feel for the richness, the layers, the nuances of Ecuador. It becomes a kind of living cultural exchange happening right there on Twitch or TikTok.
Mm.
It makes the culture feel real, approachable, maybe even inspires others to learn more.
That's a great way to think about it. And this whole food journey is really just one part of a much bigger story for Sasha Gray, isn't it? I mean, her career shift has been pretty dramatic.
Absolutely. It's a major reinvention.
Many people, as we said, know her from her past in adult films. But what she's done since is really quite something.
Yeah, looking at the timeline is important. Her real name is Marina Ann Hansey. She's 36 now. And she officially retired from adult films way back in 2011.
2011? Wow, that's quite a long time ago.
Over 13 years. Uh-huh. So this isn't some recent rebranding effort. It's been a long, sustained process of building a completely different career path. That takes real determination.
No kidding. And since then, she hasn't just done one thing either. Her career has been incredibly varied. Music, writing, acting.
Exactly. She's been in independent films, some TV shows. She's released music, written books. It shows a real drive to explore different creative outlets, to not be defined by just one thing. She's constantly pushed herself into new areas.
It's a continuous evolution, really.
And this drive has paid off incredibly well in the streaming world. She's built a huge presence as an influencer.
The numbers are pretty staggering, right?
Yeah, over 1.2 million followers on Twitch, I think, and more than 300,000 on TikTok. These aren't small communities. She's cultivated a massive, engaged audience, completely separate from her past career. Built on different interests.
And what's she actually doing on those streams?
It's a mix. Playing video games is a big part of it, but also the cooking, like we've discussed, even singing sometimes. It's this blend that seems to connect with people.
Mm-hmm.
And she monetizes it through things like subscriptions and donations. So it's a fully functioning, successful career model built entirely in this new digital space.
Yeah.
A real example of adapting and thriving.
So when you take a step back and look at her whole path, from that very specific, maybe polarizing start, to now being this popular gaming and culinary streamer, what does it tell us about personal branding today, about adapting, maybe about finding your voice when people think they already know who you are?
I think it tells us a few really powerful things. First, that personal brands aren't fixed. In this digital age, you have more power than ever to reshape your narrative if you have the drive and authenticity.
Mm-hmm.
Sasha Gray used these platforms to pivot, sure, but also to genuinely express other parts of herself, her other passions. And she found an audience that resonates with that. It shows incredible resilience and, frankly, smart entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
She didn't try to erase her past, but she built something new and substantial alongside it, something based on shared interests like gaming and cooking. It's about owning your story, and using today's tools to write the next chapter. It really challenges assumptions about who gets to reinvent themselves.
Okay, so wrapping up our deep dive today, we've seen how Sasha Gray's genuine dive into cooking, specifically Ecuadorian food, has made her a kind of unexpected but seemingly authentic cultural ambassador.
Yeah, it's a fascinating example of personal and professional transformation, embracing new passions, redefining yourself in the public eye.
And it leaves us with a thought, doesn't it? Maybe these big global platforms like Twitch, like TikTok, maybe they're doing more than we realize. Quietly building these interesting cultural bridges, maybe even chipping away at stereotypes. One bologna verde, one ceviche recipe at a time.
What connections are being formed right under our noses through shared food, music, simple curiosity. It's definitely something to think about. Unexpected bridges in plain sight.
Absolutely. Well, if you enjoyed this deep dive into Sasha Gray's journey and the cultural connections being made, please do subscribe to our show. Maybe share it with someone you think would find it interesting. And leaving us a review really helps too.
Yeah, we really appreciate the support. Thanks for tuning in.
Comment, subscribe, and share. More information at www.commerce.com.